This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, June 4th, 2012. I'm Iti Agnihotri Madhokar. The 14th annual KUAF Summer Jazz Series begins on Saturday, June 30th with the Aaron Goldberg Trio. This series will continue with the Composer's Showcase Saturday, July 28th and guitarist Vic Churis Saturday, August 11th. Performances begin at 8 p.m. in Walton Arts Center's Star Theatre. Tickets, including limited cabaret seating, available at 442-5600 or waltonartscenter.org for more information. On this edition of Ozarks, recipients of Winthrop Rockefeller Foundation Education Grant plan to implement saving programs for post-high school education, and more about the upcoming concert in the 4th Annual KUAF Fulbright Summer Chamber Music Festival. Also on the show today, we find out more about Walmart's plans for its e-commerce division. But first, these items of note. The Arkansas State Fair Board will meet later this month to discuss whether to stay in its current location or move. However, some residents around the fairgrounds are concerned if the location remains the same, eminent domain will be declared in an attempt to expand the grounds. But fairgrounds spokesman Ralph Schoptow says he doesn't expect that will happen.
We're a private nonprofit organization, and we do not have the authority to eminent domain, and that's kind of been our stand all along. Now, the state of Arkansas owns the portion of the fairgrounds that all the buildings are on, and I suppose the state of Arkansas would have the authority to eminent domain, but I don't see them doing that, and especially displacing families and homes.
The next board meeting will be on June 14th at the fairgrounds. Record dry weather for the month of May is leaving Arkansas with a high chance of forest fires for June. Some areas of the state received virtually no rain during the last month, and current dry conditions have the Arkansas Forestry Commission on alert. Mike Cagle is the forester in charge of much of the area in high risk. He says the conditions are just right for forest fires.
We haven't had much rainfall lately, and we're under a high fire danger rating because of lower humidities, the dry fuel moistures for the different burning materials that we have, and in the winds, and all those things play into higher fire danger.
Cagle says the Forestry Commission has been understaffed due to recent budget problems, but many local volunteer fire departments are stepping up to help fight fires as they develop. The average price for a gallon of gas in Arkansas is nearly 30 cents lower than this time last year. According to the website GasBuddy.com, the average cost for a gallon of gasoline inside the state is $3.25, about a nickel cheaper than the cost a week ago. The cost of gasoline in Arkansas remains lower than the national average of $3.61 per gallon. The Arkansas Razorback baseball team will continue its season with a berth in next week's Super Regionals. Arkansas advanced to the round of 16 by winning three games over the weekend in the Houston Regionals. Arkansas will find out its opponent, dates, and location for the next round tonight. The Razorbacks will play the winner of tonight's regional final between Baylor and Dallas Baptists. If Baylor wins the game, the Bears will host Arkansas for a best-of-three series in Waco next weekend. Should Dallas Baptist beat Baylor, the NCAA will decide if Arkansas hosts the games next weekend. Former Arkansas Razorback Stacey Lewis is now a three-time LPGA winner. She grabbed the Champions Trophy at this weekend's ShopRite LPGA Classic in New Jersey. It is the third tournament she's won since turning professional. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals wrap up their Texas road trip tonight in Frisco. Last night, the Naturals defeated Frisco 10-3 to remain within three games of first place. The Naturals return home to begin a four-game homestand against the Arkansas Travelers Wednesday night.